Shalom to all. Today's office holding up Kof Lamed Aleph. We're starting to end the second line with the words Toshma. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sharabas Beakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing what Rav Chisda had said about Matnas Kahuna. If someone eats or damages them, he does not need to pay, and that's either because of a pasuk or because Mamon Shein Leitayvim. No one was able to officially make a claim on this. The owner could decide which kind he wants to give his matanas to, and any kind who would say, "I know you just separated truma, or you just shechted an animal, so you have to give me Zvel Chaim and Keva. Here I am, pay up." He has no claim because the owner could say, "Oh, I was planning on giving it to somebody else." Wait, we asked a number of questions on Rav Chisda, answered all of them. We'll get in with a few more. So Tashma, here's an attempted question. Brisa tells us, Harisha onto Beis HaMelech Garnoi, the Beis HaMelech, the king, took away a person's gairin, his storage house of grain. So in Bechayvai, if it was because of a chayv, the fellow owed money to the government, so chayv l'aser, he has to take meiser off of that which was taken away. Whereas in Mount Paris, if they just took it away stam, causing a loss for him for no good reason, they just wanted to be mean and take something from somebody else, so patrim l'aser, he doesn't have to give meiser off. Now, what do we see from the first case? That if it's his chayv, he has to give meiser. That seems to show not like Rav Chisda, and that's even though he doesn't have the grain anymore, it's not by him, he still has to pay up. So in a way, we're viewing it as if he was mazik matnus kahuna. So we see that somebody does have to pay for it. The Gemara says, no, not a raya. Shani Hosma case is different. The Kamishtar Shile, that's because he's gaining from it since he owes money and they took this away for his debt. So in essence, that was canceled when they confiscated his grain. That's like a business transaction. It's like he's selling something. When the person sells produce, he has to take truma meiser off of it. So it's not a question of Rav Chisda. So Gemara attempts another question. Tashma, this is our mission on the bottom of the next daf. Amar Loi, if he tells the butcher, Macharli b'nei me'el shalpara, sell me the insides, the innards of this cow, v'hay behen matnus kahuna. And there's matnas kahuna as part of them, but we know that one of the stomachs is matnas kahuna, so as part of the insides, nois al kain, the buyer has to give him to the kain, ve'in manakalim in adamim, and the butcher doesn't have to subtract the amount of money that he's charging the person. That's only lakachem and u'mishkal, if the person was buying it by weight, so then nois al kain, he still has to give the keva to the kain, u'manakalim in adamim, but the butcher does subtract from the amount of money. The question is, in both these situations, amai, why does the keva have to be given to the kain in either case? Levikamazi matnas kahuna shalchalin, it should be no different than damaging matnas kahuna or eating them, because instead of the butcher giving them to the kain, he quote unquote damaged them or ate them by giving them or selling them to somebody else. So why is it the keva has to be given to the kain? It must be what Chizda said is incorrect, and if somebody damages matnas kahuna, he does have to pay for them. Says the Gemara, no, shani hasam, that case is different. Isnu beinayu, because they're be'en. We have them here. It's not like they're gone. It's not like they were actually eaten or ruined. They're still here. They're just by the purchaser as opposed to by the butcher, and that's why he has to give them to the kain. So no question of Chizda. Here's another question. Tashma, we have a brassa that tells us, tishenechse kain, there are nine things that are part of matnas kahuna. They're in the chasm of the kain. Rashi points out that he doesn't know where this brassa is. It only mentions nine things, but either way, here we have nine things. That's truma, utrumas meiser, v'chala, reishis agez, that's the first shearing of the sheep is given to a kain, umatones, zroel lechem in keva, v'hademai, v'habikurim, v'hakeren, v'hachoymesh, and the question is lamai, in regards to what are we saying that these are concerned in chasm of the kain? Olav lotim v'dayonim, doesn't mean that dayonim could forcibly take them away from a person and give them to a kain, as shows us mamash yesh le'toivin, definitely not l'krev chizda. The Gemara says, lie, that's not what the Brisa is referring to. L'chedna is referring to something else. What a Mishnah tells us, lama amru nichse kain, in regards to what did they say that these are nechasim l'kain, it means that literally they are his nechasim. It's considered his money, and therefore he could do whatever he wants with it. He could buy slaves and property and non-kosher animals such as a horse. And somebody else who's owed money by the kain could take these things away as his debt, as his chayv. And the kain's wife could take it as her ksuba payment. And he could even buy a sefer Torah with it. And that's what it means. That's nechse kain. It belongs to him. He could do whatever he wants with it. He's not limited in how he's allowed to spend it. Therefore, once again, no question of chizda. Now we're going to discuss Israel Chaim and Keva in regards to a Levi. Up until now, we've been discussing a regular Yid Yisrael who shechted an animal. He has to give Israel Chaim and Keva to the Kain. What about a Levi? Does he have to give that? So that comes out from a story. There was a Levi that would grab these matanis. Rashi says that children would bring them from their parents, from their homes, on the way to give them to the Kain. And there was a Levi who would chop them from these kids. And also Amar Lehi Rav, they came and told Rav this. And Amar Lehi told them, what is it? Not enough that we don't force the Levi to give them, but he's even going and grabbing them from other people. Now, it seems to be from here that a Levi does have to give matnas kahuna. We're not going to force him, but he still would have to give it. So that's the question. V'rav, what does he hold? Iikru am, if they're called am, the people, the nation, this comes from the pasuk that talks about Zerach Chaim and Keva, and he used the lashon of am, of the people. So if Levim are called am, so mishkol nami lishkol minayu, we should even be able to take it from them. Why did Rav say, is it not enough we don't take these matanas from the Levi? That's what we're asking. Why not? Why wouldn't we take the matanas from Levi if he's called am? He's chayv to give. And iikru am, if the Levi's not called am, the Torah patters him. So what's Rav saying? That we don't take it away from them. It's mashma though that we could take it away from him. No, you can't. If they're not called am, then they're not chayv in matanai. So what's going on over here? The Gemara answers, misapkalei ikru am leikru am. Rav's misupik. He's not so sure if Levim are called am or not, and that's why he said that really they're chayv to give. We're just not going to take it away from him. So now we're going to ask on this. Yasar Papa of Karmel Hal Shmaitza. Rav Papa sitting and saying this over that Rav was besuffik. Are Levim called am or not? And Ezra of Idibar Avlan, Rav Papa of Idibar Avin asked Rav Papa from the following. We have a very long braisa we're going to go through, explain the entire Braisa, and all the way at the end, we're going to have the questions. So here the Braisa starts. Arba matnasanim shebekerem. There are four different matnasanim, different things that have to be given to poor people in a vineyard. Haperet va'oilos ha'shicha va'peya v'shalosh shebetvua, and three that are given in a field of grain. That's halakha v'shicha va'peya, and shtaim shebe'ilon, two that have to be given by a tree. That's shicha va'peya, and kulon ain behem tevis ana l'bailim. All these things we just mentioned, there's no tevis ana l'bailim, which means the owner, he can't choose which ani he wants to give it to. That's called tevis ana. Any ani is able to come and take them. And also vafilu ani shebe Yisrael mitzin miyadai. Even a person who's poor, we're going to take these things away from him. In other words, if you have a person who he himself is considered an ani, but he happens to have a vineyard, for example, that produces a little bit of grapes, he's also chayv in peret oila shicha and peya, even though he's considered an ani and he's allowed to take like a shicha and peya from somebody else's field, he still is chayv to give from his own field. Bras continues, meister ani mischak b'sech besoy, meister ani, which is given out from a person's house, yesh boi tevis hana l'baylim, the owner does have tevis hana, he could choose which poor person to give it to. And also, vafilu ani shebi yisrael mitzin oisim yadai, a poor person who also produces a little bit of produce, he has to give meister ani. Just because he could take meister ani doesn't mean he doesn't have to give it. And ushar matnas kuna, all other matnas kuna, kigon Israel lechaim akeva, l'gzrayim lechaim akeva, in mitzin oisan, lemikain lekain, v'lemi levi levi, we don't take it from a kain and give it to another kain, or from a levi and give it to another levi. And the main question is going to be from this last part of the braisa that we just read. But again, as we said, we're going to explain this whole braisa until we get to the question. So here's the explanation part of the braisa. We had said, arba matanos shebekerem, there's four matanos in a kerem that have to be given. Haperet va'oilos v'ashecha v'apeya, these four things. Now, how do we know this? That's because the pasuk says, and your kerem, your vineyard, you should not be ma'ailel, which means you shouldn't take the young grapes. That's what ailos are. And the peret karmacha, whatever had fallen from your vineyard, you shouldn't gather. That's a din of peret and ailos. Leave the young, underdeveloped grapes, and any grapes which had fallen, leave them there as well. And another pasuk tells us, when you harvest your vineyard, don't be ma'ailel after you, meaning anything which you had forgotten, leave that there. And how do we know this is referring to shecha? So Amar Levi tells, when it says, as in lois oil acharecha, that's referring to shecha, and peya, how do we know there's a chiv of peya to leave a certain section of the vineyard and simply don't touch that at all? Let the aniyim come and take that. Gamar acharecha acharecha mizayis, we exer shav acharecha from olives. Because the pasuk says, ki sach bay zeischa lois v'acharecha, literally sach bay zeischa means when you strike your olive tree, that's how they would harvest the olives. And actually, even nowadays, you'll sometimes see that in Eretz Yisrael. People take large mats and sheets, place it underneath an olive tree, take long sticks and whack the branches of the tree, olives fall down. That's sach bay zeischa. So when you do that, the pasuk says lois sefair acharecha. What does this mean? Lois sefair acharecha. Shleisitol sefair temimenu. Don't take its tiferes from it. Tiferes means its glory, and sefair in the pasuk is being understood as don't take the glory away. In other words, leave some stuff on the olive tree. That's called peya. And again, we learn acharecha acharecha zayis to kerem, and that there's a chiv of peya as well by kerem. Can you explain the brass? We had said shleish betvua, three in a field of grain. What are those things? Kuf lamed alaf on base on top. Halakat vashicha vapeya. And how do we know this? The pasuk says, when you harvest the harvest of your land, do not completely harvest or remove the corner of the field, that's peya, and leket kitzircha, don't take the leket. And the pasuk also says, when you're doing the harvest in your field and you forget a bundle, don't take that either. So that's peya, leket, and shicha. That's the order of the pasuk that we just had. So that's how we have the baituah. We continue. The brass had said, when the person's picking the fruit from the tree, he has to leave the shicha and peya. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, as we just had the pasuk, don't take his tefers from it. And acharecha, what does this tell us? Zeshicha, that's referring to shecha. And continuing, the brisa said, all these things, they don't have tevis anal. Like a shechem peya, parrot, oilois, the person can't choose which ani he wants to give it to. It's for whatever ani comes first. And in my time, why is that? That's because azivik sivbahu, it says the lashon of aziva, leaving it. It says you have to leave it in your field. So when you leave it, that means you're not taking it in active giving it. You're just leaving it and letting other people take it. So there's no tevis ana. The Braisa then said, even a poor person who happens to have a little field, we're going to take these stuff away from him if he doesn't give them. And I know that because the pasuk says, so literally understood, the pasuk simply saying, the leket of your harvest, don't gather it. Rather, leave it for the ani. However, the drasha is that we read ani along with the first part of the pasuk. Don't harvest your leket, even if you're a poor person. And that tells us, has your ani al shalai, that's warning a poor person that even if he has a little bit of leket, he's not allowed to take it. He has to leave it for other aniyim. Rashi then spoke about meister ani, umeister ani mischak b'sech abayis, meister ani which is distributed in a person's house, yesh b'tevis ana l'bailim, the owner does have tevis ana, he could choose who to give it to. And how do we know that? My time, what's the reason? It's because nesin iksiv bei, it says you shall give it. The pasuk says, v'nosatol alevi la gerbal amana, you should give it. So if you have the right to give it, that means you could choose who who to give it to. The Brisa then said, I feel Anishim Yisomatina Sam Yadai, even a poor person, we're going to make sure that he gives Maaser Ani. And how do we know this? The Amar of Ilar of Ilar says, Gamar Lager, Lager, Mehasam. We learn Agzer Shava, Lager, Lager from over there. I mean, Agzer Shava between Leket and Maaser Ani. Ma'alon, just like over there by Leket, Mozer Ani Al Shalai. An Ani is warned, he has to make sure to leave his Leket. Afkansot over here by Maaser Ani, Mozer Ani Al Shalai. The Ani is warned, he has to make sure to give Maaser Ani. And now we're finally getting to the point where we're going to be asking the question. Ushar Matnus Kahuna said the Brisa, all the other Matnus Kahuna, Kigain, for example, Hazrael Lachaim Hakeva, Ain Matina Son, Lemikan, Lekimelim, Levi, Levi. We don't take it from a Kain and give it to another Kain. We don't take it from a Levi and give it to another Levi. Now, what's the Mashmais from here? Ha, mi Levi Lekayain, Maitsian. Mashma, that we're going to take it away from the Levi and give it to a Kayain. Alma Ikru Am. We see the Levium are called Am. They do fit under that category that they're the nation, they're the people, and they also are Chayv and Zrael Chayim Hakeva. So, what's Rav Basafik about? It's pretty clear from his Brisa that Levium are Chayv and Zrael Chayim Hakeva. The Gemara says, no, not a Raya. When the Brisa says, Kigain Hazrael Chayim Hakeva, it just means Kigain Hazraya. Something like the Zraya, below Zraya, but we're not actually referring to the Zraya itself. Umay Nihu. So what is the Brisa referring to? Maaser Rishon. It's talking about Maaser Rishon. That's what we're saying. Ask the Gemara. Maaser Rishon, the Levi who? Maaser Rishon belongs to a Levi. How does that make sense? We have Mashmas from the Brisa that we're going to take Maaser Rishon from a Levi and give it to a Kayin. Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi. The answer is because Rilaz Ben Azari. It's like Rilaz Ben Azari. The time you have a Brisa, Trum Lakayin, Maaser Rishon, a Levi, the Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says Trum is given to a Kayin, Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi. Where's Rilaz Ben Azari? He says Aflakayin, it's also given to a Kayin. Ask the Gemara. Amr Dom Rilaz Ben Azari, Aflakayin, Loy Levi Mi Amar. Let's say the Rilaz Ben Azari holds that Maaser Rishon is also given to a Kayin, but did he say it's only given to a Kayin and not to a Levi? So we're still back to original problem. The Gemara answers in yes. Actually, Rilaz Ben Azari holds that Maaser Rishon is only given to a Kayin and not to a Levi. How is that? Labasa Kansenu Ezra. This is after Ezra Knast them. This refers to a pasuk where Ezra said that he looked at all the people that came up with him to Eretz Yisrael to begin rebuilding second base of Mikdash, and he noticed that there weren't any Levim over there. And from a later pasuk and situation, it's mashma that Ezra knast them that Levim do not get Maaser Rishon anymore, and that's given to Kaihanim. So that's what this Brice is like, and so that's how we can understand that when it says Ushar Matnas Kahuna Kigayin Zrael Chaim Keva, it's not actually talking about Zrael Chaim Keva. It's really referring to Maaser Rishon that's supposed to be given to a Kayin. Ask the Gemara. Still, aim at the Kansinu Ezra Dolevin Lahu. Let's say that Ezra knast Levim that we lechatchila do not give them Maaser Rishon. But Mishkal Minami Amar, did he say at all that if Maaser Rishon was given to them, we're going to take it away? He never said that. So how do we understand the Brisa? The Gemara says, you're right. We're talking about something totally different. El Kigayin Zraya, Veloy Zraya. Rather, when the Brisa says, Kigayin Zraya, like the Zraya, it's not referring to the Zraya itself. Umaynihu, so what is that? Rashis Hagez. It's referring to the first shearing of the sheep. That a Levi does have to give to a Kayin, and that will be taken from the Levi given to the Kayin. But again, we're not talking about Zrael Chaim and Keva. So we know right from his Brisa that a Levi has to give these Matanais. We can with another attempted Raya, Toshma, what about the following Brisa? Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Brisa. Called over Shiba Kedusha, anything which is Kadosh, which means it's usher to a czar, Kigayin. For example, Truma, Trumas Maaser, Vechala, Maitzinus and Miyadan, we're going to take away from them the Levim, Vechadavar Shayna Begadusha, something which is not Kaddish, Kigayin, for example, Zrael Chaim and Keva, we know it's not Kaddish, it comes from a Chulin animal, and Maitzinus and Miyadan, we're not going to take it away from Levim. So it seems pretty clear the opposite direction, that there's absolutely no Chiv for a Levi to give Zrael Chaim and Keva. So what was Rav Besafik about? Why was he saying, you know what, I'm not so sure, maybe Levim are Chiv to give it? Pretty clear from his price that they're not Chiv. So Gemara gives the same answer. When it says Kigayin Hazraya, what does it mean? Kigayin Zraya, Velay Zraya. It means something which is like the Zraya, but not the Zraya itself. Umay Nihu. So what is the Brisa referring to? Maaser Rishon ulabastikan senu Ezra. It's talking about Maaser Rishon after Ezra already kenas Levim. So that's something that doesn't have kedusha. It's not asur to a czar, but it's still only given to a kain. And that's what the Brisa could be referring to. Once again, no clarity on what the din with Zrael Chaim and Keva is when it comes to Levim. Another attempt to write Toshma of Mishlei next daf that tells us Hashechel kainu avik ham patim natanos. If a person shechts an animal for a kain and for a non-Jew, it's patim from matanos. He doesn't have to give Zrael Chaim and Keva. Now that's mashma hala Levi Yisrael chayv. If a person shechts an animal for a Levi or Yisrael, he is chayv. Pretty clear that a Levi is chayv in matanos. Says the Gemara loy tema. Don't say what we just said hala Levi Yisrael chayv. That the diuk is that if he shechts for a Levi or Yisrael, he's chayv. Elaima rather what the diuk should be is hala Yisrael chayv. That if he shechts for Yisrael, then he's chayv in matanos. Ask the Gemara of a Levi mai. So what's the din if he shechts for a Levi? Potter. The Levi would be potter matanos. Will yachiv that so? Listen, then why does the mission just teach hashoychet lelevi like chum potter matanos? If he shechts for a Levi or a guy, it's potter from matanos, and then I'll automatically know that if he shechts for a kain, it's potter from matanos. So that's question number one. And va'ayid hatanya, what about the following brisa? Hashoychet lekain ulevik chum potter matanos. If he shechts for a kain or non-Jew, it's potter from matanos. Lelevi Yisrael chayiv. But if he shechts for a Levi Yisrael, he's chayiv matanos. That's pretty clear that a Levi is chayiv matanos. Chifted to Rav, this refutation to Rav, who is mesupik that maybe a Levi is not chayiv matanos. So the Gemara tells us no. Rav would answer to you, Tanoihi, it's Machlex Tanoim. You're right, you just brought a Brisa, the Levi is Chayv Matanois. But I'll show you how it's Machlex Tanoim. The Tanoim is a Brisa that tells us, which discusses different types of kapara, which happen on Yom Kippur. They're all for certain types of tumah that occur in the Beis Hamikdash. And now we darshan a full pasuk. We'll just read the pasuk and then we'll darshan it. It says v'chipras mikdash hakodesh v'soil ma'ir v'shamizbech yichaper v'alkayhanu v'kol am hakol yichaper. That's what do we learn from Easter's words? V'chipras mikdash hakodesh zelif nayvlifnim. This referring to some sort of tumah that happened inside the kodesh kadashim. Then when the pasuk says oil ma'ir, it's a heichal. It's referring to tumah that happens in the heichal. And when it says mizbech kemash ma'ir, that's exactly as it sounds. It's a tumah that had to do with the mizbech. And then when it says yichaper el azaris, he's referring to the azaris. Then when it says kayhanim kemashmai, that's obviously referring to kayhanim. Now here's the main focus. When it says in the pasuk am hakahal elu yisrael, that's referring to yisraelim. And then when the pasuk says yichaper elu halavim, that's referring to levim. So according to Madam or this brisa, we clearly see that levim are not included in yisraelim. They're not included in am hakahal. But then v'tanya idachim, another brisa that says yichaper elu avadim, the yichaper is referring to avadim. Now ma'alav hakamiflagi must be what are these brises arguing about? Demar savar ikru am. Madam or the second brisa holds that levim are called am. They're included in yisraelim. Memela, the pasuk of yichaper is referring to avadim. Whereas we might start with madam on the first brisa holds that lo yikru am, levim are not called am, so they're not included in yisraelim. Therefore, he needs a pasuk of yichaper for levim. So it's actually machlekes tanoim. Ask the gemara. Fine, we still have a problem with rav. For rav, israel like haytana lema. If israel like haytana lema. Either which way, if rav holds like this tana, he should say so. And if he holds like that tana, he should say so. Meaning, why is rav mesupik? He has a tana this way and a tana that way. So pick one of them and say you go like that one. And the gemara answers, no, masapkalei kaitani kaitano, Rav is mesupik. Who do we paskin like? And that's why Rav says, we're not so sure. Lastly, says the gemara, darshan meimar, meimar darshan, helchzak pasuk de Rav, the halacha is like Rav, that we do not take the matana, Yisrael Chama Keva, from Levim, because again, we're safek, maybe they have to give, maybe not. And helchzak pasuk de Rav Chizda, the halacha is like Rav Chizda, the one who's mazik or oichel, matnas kahuna, he does not have to pay for them. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing whether matnas kahuna are allowed to be given to a female kayin, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.